At 4 p.m. Tuesday afternoon, a group of over 30 employees of Wrangell Seafoods Incorporated stand outside the processing plant. Inside the facility, a representative from the Alaska Fishermen's Union talks to management. An individual in the crowd who doesn't want to be identified explains what's going on.
We're supposed to be paid at 3 o'clock on the 5th and the 20th. Today is the 5th. It's after 3 o'clock. They waited till almost 4 o'clock to tell us that we were getting paid.
Has this happened before?
Last year, all the time. This first time this season, but last summer, constantly.
At the same time, just a few blocks away, a letter hangs on the bulletin board of a grocery store. It says, "Operation and Obligation. Employees will continue to be paid on time." It's a letter titled Foreclosure and signed by the chairman of the Wrangell Seafoods Incorporated Board, Doug Roberts. Another Wrangell Seafoods employee, Ozan Arslan, offers an explanation of why the paychecks are late.
About the mail-in from the bank, I don't know where is it, but it's not in Wrangell, it's sure. The bank sent the paychecks, but the airlines have something happens, and the paychecks didn't come here. Because of that, we are waiting here for paychecks, but there's no paychecks in the company. That makes a bad thing for us.
Tracy Mayhew, the Alaska Fishermen's Union representative from Anchorage, comes out of the Wrangell Seafoods facility.
I'll start in English and you can go through. So what they're going to do is the checks are not going to be here until tomorrow morning, okay? They're going to look at adding something to the check, okay, for like a hardship, that sort of thing. We don't know what it will be. In the meantime, tonight, they're going to have a meal here for you. They're going to do a barbecue, so you're all going to get dinner here tonight. Issues regarding housing and that sort of thing, we're meeting with them right now. Barack's going to help put together a small group to go up. We're airing grievances. The company is listening to them. They are acting on them right away so that all of these issues, the housing issues, some pay issues, things like that, seniority issues, are all being worked out. So it's going to be a long night, but the company is listening to us, they're responding, and that's a pretty good thing.
Late paychecks are not the reason most of the employees are frustrated, as this is just the first time this season that they haven't been given on time. Burak Duran works at Wrangell Seafoods for the summer. He's a 22-year-old student from Turkey. His area of expertise is German literature. He's also the designated representative for the other Turkish workers. Duran says their main issues with Wrangell Seafoods have to do with housing and the lack of work hours. The late paycheck was just the last straw and caused them to, as he says, break out.
The conditions that we live in, it's pretty bad. In like 2 or 3 bedrooms, 10 people staying. And with mice in the house and all that stuff. And for the food that we don't get any food from the company, that kind of stuff, less hours, we're not working. We get like $500, $600 in 1 month.
Duran gets to be involved in the talks with management. He says he hopes the issues can be worked out.
Last year they did something, but this year I don't know. They're going to try. We're just trying to solve it.
You've worked for them before?
Yeah, last year I was here. We had a lot of problems last year. Like, we had 3 strikes. But this year, I try to calm the people down, not to go for a strike, because we don't have that right. So we just have to solve the problem before anything bad goes down. You know?
With all the problems that you had last year, why did you come back again this year?
I thought they were better, you know, because we had problems, and they might learn from that problem, but nothing changed. It's worse.
Arslan doesn't fault Wrangell Seafoods directly. He thinks the main culprit is the poor fishing season. The work and study abroad program in Turkey that many of the Wrangell Seafoods employees came through promoted high paychecks and opportunities to travel. But Arslan says if you don't make a lot of money, you can't travel. He thinks the experience the Turkish workers are getting in Wrangell may be damaging.
This is bad for everybody, because after these 35 people goes their homes and they say, don't go to the Alaska.
Müge Şimşek is also from Turkey. She's 20 years old and studies chemistry at home. She works in the egg room at Wrangell Seafoods, and she's also not upset at the company.
No, paychecks are late, that's all. But I think the problem is there's no fish, so we don't work, but we come here to work and we paid a lot. I think that's the only problem.
Shimshik says she paid over $3,000 for her first visit to the United States. She's not sure she'll make that money back this summer. She hopes so, but it doesn't necessarily concern her. She says her main reason for coming to work at Wrangell Seafoods was to experience a new culture, and so far she's having a great time. Unlike Duron, she doesn't think the living situation is that bad, and she's not too upset about it either.
Not that much. I'm going to eat small. It's small, yeah. But it's okay.
Well, that's good.
I say everything's okay because, I mean, I'm really happy.
Shimshik says she doesn't mind waiting one day for her paycheck. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.